Everything you say is going to be on the internet and analyzed by Zoom's AI, which is somewhere in China, I assume. We're in Mishle, what I'm calling book two, that's second half, the second part of all the Mishalim, the start of Mishle Shlomo, but it's section two. We talked about section one, which is Prakim Yud through Yudet. This begins Perek Yud Gimel. And starts with a familiar image. This is the Ben Chacham, the wise son. Everything Mishle is addressed. How do you teach, talk to your kids? Ben Chacham Musar Av, literally, the wise son or son of wisdom, the disciplined Musar of his father, the Letz Lo Shama Gra'ah, and a cynic doesn't listen or doesn't hear rebuke. That first half, this Ben Chacham Musar Av, is missing a verb. Ben Chacham, what Musar Av? And Rashi assumes it means desires, wants, right? This Rashi here, Ben Chacham Musar Av, Mikra Katsarhu, this is an abbreviated pasuk. Ben Chacham Sho'el Bo'ehev Musar Av. Wise son, one that welcomes, that listens to Musar from the father. It's not gender specific. The wise child is the one that listens to their parents. We should be so lucky, right? And Rashi's second opinion, that the phrase is really as a copula, meaning that the two phrases linked by a linking verb like is, which doesn't exist in Hebrew. So Ben Chacham is one who has Musar Av. That's about, it's not about desire. And the Letz is the cynic, is one who rejects Musar Av. That's the opposite of Chacham. It says, Ben Chacham Musar Av. Yeshamrim, those who say, Bishvil Musar Av, Chacham. That's what makes him a wise son, is the fact he's listening to Musar. But a Letz, if the kid's rolling his eyes cynically, Lo Shama Gra'ah Ra, he won't listen to their rebuke. She'ena Mekabel Tochot, does not accept any kind of criticism. So the Gra accepts that second opinion. He's not sticking an extra verb in there. He places the emphasis on the father. It's the Musar Av. You have to, if you're a parent, you have to give Musar. Giving Musar produces wise children. The Gra on this, Ben Chacham Musar Av, Shemasha Ben Chacham, that the extent to which your child is wise, makes good choices in the sense of Chacham and Mishle. Who Musar Av? That's only as a result of the Musar that the parent gives. Shaviv Hu Miyashro, plus the parent who straightens him out with Madricho and guides him B'derech Yeshara in the right way. Chasach Shiatoimenu, and doesn't hold back the rod. Now, spare the rod, spoil the child is not in Mishle. It sounds like Proverbs was actually from the Anglican Book of Common Prayer. I think that's right. But the argument is that you have to discipline your kids, and the Gra is definitely saying that. And therefore, a letz, someone who's a cynic, is lo shama gra'ah, someone who never heard rebuke. If you don't correct your kids, they're going to end up being cynical and not being chacham. Masha ben hu letz, and the fact that the child is a cynic, who machmash lo shama ga ra me'aviv. So he never heard any kind of rebuke from his father, me'olam ever. Ki derech hanar shlo yikabel tov ad sheyasruhu, because the nature of children is that they will not do good unless they are disciplined. Ale mikom makom lo yaletz imayashimoy ga ra. Still, he would not have become a letz, a cynic, someone who doesn't bother making good choices, if he had ever heard any kind of correction. And that it comes from the fact that his father never rebuked him, and let his kids do whatever they wanted, to go in the way of their hearts. Don't do that. You got to discipline kids. Kids need limits.
Danny, it's interesting, and sometimes it looks like unless he's rebuked by a parent, or as opposed to, spare the rod, which is like a more violent reaction, like, if you can't behave or something,
Right.
like you're actually giving them corporal punishment.
I'm not advocating corporal
When you
punishment.
direct your kid without, basically being physically.
Well, you don't, you're right. I mean, nowadays nobody spanks their kids, right? I think I've done it twice. I'll probably get thrown in, DFS is gonna call me if they find out. But you still need to set limits and have consequences, right? The zavo lelech b'derech libo is a problem. Just abandon them to go, do whatever they want. They will not do well. What's interesting about this expression, ben chacham musar av, that's ambiguous. Now, I think you could read it in a completely different way. Read it directly as ben chacham, the child of a wise person, is, that's the missing verb in there, is the musar av, is the discipline for the parent. Your children, not that you're giving Musar to your kids, your children are giving Musar to you, if you knew how to listen to it. That if your child is a ben chacham, meaning you're the intelligent parent, you're gonna pay attention to your children, right? The child of a wise person is their father's Musar. The child is the Musar. The old joke that insanity is hereditary, you get it from your children.
Yeah.
My father would quote that all the time. But read this as that wisdom is hereditary. You can get that from your children. You can learn from your children. Not that they are lecturing you, but just, you want to learn patience? Raise children. You want to learn how to give without expectation of reward? Raise children. Okay, the chacham is the person who listens to the musar that the ben is offering, if you can only hear it. And responding with sarcasm, that's the cynic who doesn't. If anybody doesn't care about their children and doesn't try to learn, doesn't hear that tochacha, that's the feedback you get from your children. That's what a letz is. So that's really not the straightforward reading of the pasuk, but it offers a perspective on that subverts our expectations from reading Mishlei. Now, you don't just, that Musar isn't just learned from hearing lectures. Shema b'ni Musar avicha, listen. It's from life experiences and seeing what happens. And that's what happens when you've got these little demanding things in front of you all the time. It really teaches Musar and all those lessons because you get pretty quick feedback that, oh, that's not going to work anyway. That's not going to work. So here you see this idea that I think that Shlomo's not repeating himself from the previous parakim. He's offering variations on the other themes. And so the next pasuk also kind of subverts expectations. That seems very similar, but really it's different. Next pasuk is mipri pi'ish. Yochal Tov. The fruit of a man's mouth, he will eat good. This should be a semicolon. Sorry. V'nefesh bogdim chamas, but the spirit of traitors, of those who betray, is violence. So you see a very similar pasuk in the last paragraph, which is mi pri pi'ish yisavat tov. That from the fruit of one's mouth, one will be satisfied with good, yeshivlo, and the consequences of literally person's hands, of consequences of your actions will come back to you. And so that is saying that, well, whatever I do, it's going to come back. I know I'm good to others, it will be good for me. If I'm evil, bad to others, I speak bad to others, it will come back on me. And Rashi instead this pre-P, right? Pre-P-ish, right? The fruit of a person's mouth. What they say is a reference to learning Torah. The pre-P-ish, so that's the previous pasuk. Mischar pihem she'oskei Torah, from the reward of those who learn Torah, ochlim tov olam hazeh, they will enjoy it in this world. Ba'keren kayem lehem olam haba, we know that. You say that in the morning. Before brachot, that their thing, Adam Ochel Paratehem, Olam Hazeh, Bekeren Kayem Olam Haba, that you enjoy
Yeah.
the fruits of it in this world, but the principle remains. Torah is one of those things. I can enjoy this world, but really the reward is later on. And so too in our pasuk here, it says, Mipri Pi Ish Yochal Tov, That you will get the reward of your the pre-pi, the fruit of the mouth, the learning Torah. In this world, the Karen Kamala. And again, that connects to the Mishnah, which is Elu Dvarim she'adam ochel paratem b'olam hazeh. These are the things that a person eats the fruits of in this world. You get the benefit of it. But Karen Kayemet, but the ultimate, the principle, being the ultimate reward is Kayemet lo'olam haba, exists in the Olam Haba. And the things that the Mishnah lists are kibud av va'em, honoring parents, gemilut chasadim, good deeds, kindness, vavat shalom ben adam l'chaveiro, and bringing peace between people. So you have the benefit in this world and the ultimate reward in the world to come. The Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, and learning Torah is equivalent to all of them. So Rashi's quoting this Mishnah, and the Mishnah obviously came after the Pasuk. So Rashi's assuming that this Mishnah is interpreting our Pasuk, talking about the fruit of that which we do, that we enjoy in this world, and that will be good. The second half of the Pasuk doesn't seem so relevant. The Nefesh Bogdim Chamas. Yeah, the spirit of those who betray is violent. And Rashi translates this as Bechefetz Bogdim. Nefesh in the sense of things that they want. Those who rebel against the Torah, what they want ends up being violent. And this idea of Nefesh, meaning desires, Chefetz, what they seek. We have the Breishis, Im Yesha Nafshechem. That when Abraham approaches Bnei Chet about selling the Marmach Pelas or Gibberish Sarah, he words that if you find it within your hearts, if you'd want this, or Sarai, don't give me over to the aims of my enemies. But it doesn't fit with this idea of the pre, that okay, I get the reward in this world. So the Gra assumes that no, both halves of the pasuk involves this yochal, eating. And mipri pi ish yochal tov, that the fruit of your mouth, what you say, you can eat, you can enjoy the good, or nefesh bogdim, the souls of those who betray it, will eat chamas, will inherit the violence. Ra, tov she perot shel tzadik. The good that a tzaddik produces, hazeh, that's again, the good that a tzaddik does, and the reward for that, hazeh, are not present in this world. So there you get the but it doesn't happen elam ken hu tov, unless that person does good labriot to others. Oz no nim lo haperot zeve pri ish chat tzedik nikra ish, that a tzaddik will get the reward. That simply being a tzaddik in the sense of you're a ben adam l'makom will not be rewarded unless you're good to others in this world. Ikar perot mi talmud torah tunei kulam. That's the idea that you will get the benefit of this if you're good. But being a boged, a bogdim, yochel chamas, but doing evil to others will end up not being rewarded, but will get the chamas, the violence, asher pihem, will chamas devarim. That's what you're being negative to others and what you're saying. Amar nefesh bogdim, and it's talking about the spirit of the boged, those who betray. That the Hamas is talking about the way you speak to others. That lashon hara, insulting, cheating others, that is the Hamas you're doing with words, and that's yochal hanefesh shubalam haba. That even will extend to the next world in the spiritual sense. You will end up eating those fruits as well. And so that when we say that Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, Talmud Torah is like all of these things of Chabad Shalom ben wording here ben Adam chaperu and Gemilah Chasadim. Not saying that Torah is equivalent, like it's just as good. You've learned Torah, and that's just as good as doing Gemilah Chasadim. It's saying that Talmud Torah isn't Talmud Torah unless we do the Gemilah Chasadim. That if you were just sitting there and learning there, it's not something that we get to the benefit of in this world, either fruits of it in this world. It's purely intellectual. Without this moral side, the learning of Torah is otherworldly. It's only Olam Haba, and that's when you get the benefit of it. So real Talmud Torah is learning that leads to Kibbutz Av Ve'en Gemilut Chasadim. So that's where the Rambam explains our Mishnah. Kol mitzvot she'ben adam l'chaveiro nechnasot b'gemilut chasadim. So the Gemilut Chasadim includes all the ben adam l'chaveiro between people relationships. The similar cha'aleihem, and you need to pay attention to that. Yichein timtzeim, and because this is, as we're saying, that this is how you will find all of Torah. As Hillel famously said to the non-Jew who wanted to convert, Lavdeini Torah al regel achad, teach me Torah on one leg. Amar lo, da'alecha bish l'chaverecha lo tavid, what you don't like, don't do to others, that the entire Torah is Gemilut Chasadim. Other than that, you haven't learned Torah. When you think about this idea, Tim said Talmud Torah shokel keneged hakol. You'll see Talmud Torah is equivalent to all of this. Why? But Talmud Torah is ki adam lekol zeh, because if you learn correctly, you will merit to actually doing gemilah chasidim. Talmud may be de masa, that your learning has to go lead to actions. And so the Nefesh Bogdim Chamas, that you will also get the fruits of your actions if you are a Bogid and you betray others. And the Mishnah, or the Yerushalmi on the same Mishnah says, who connect done correspond to these things. Kibbutz Av Ve'en, Gemilut Chasadim, Chabad Shalom, and Talmud Torah corresponds to the big major, the big negative sins. That there are four things that you're punished for in this world by Karen Kayama, and the ultimate consequences will be in the Olam Haba. Elohim, this is what they are. Abodazarag, those are the big three, we know that. Kula. What's the equivalent of all of them? Just like Talmud Torah for the mitzvot, it's Lashon Hara. That leads to all of those things. We have these things that we do that act basically as assets that we don't own, but we live off the fruits of the interest of it. And that has a legal term in US law that's called the usufruct, which means using the fruits. And that's key to our relationship with other people, because we don't own other people. Can't use them as a means to an end. Okay, so our relationship with others is always this idea of usufruct. I don't own it, somebody else. Everything there is, I get the benefit of my interactions with them, but I can't make them do something. I can't use them. And that connects back to this definition of what it means to be a human being. Famously, the pasuk says, "Vayitzir Hashem Elokim et Adam," when Hashem created mankind, "Afar min Adamah," from the dust of the earth, "Vayipach ba'afav v'nishma chayim," and blew in his nostrils the breath of life. A person became a living being. And the Targum on that famously says, what does it mean to be a living being? And the person became a speaking being. What makes us human is how we talk. It's all come with the pre-pi Adam. It's all the fruits of our mouths. Human beings communicate. And that communication is a basis of all of the rest of our ethics. How do we talk to other people? There's a famous story in Vayikra Rabba. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Tavi Abdei. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was an Asi, asked Tavi, who was his slave, "Puk zavin li tzedu Tava min shuga. Go buy me some good food from the market. So the fuck, so he went out. Zavan le lashon. She bought him a tongue.
You bought him a what?
A tongue.
Oh, I hope you think.
You
Go
like
on.
tongue? I like tongue.
It looks like tongue.
It looks like tongue. It is, yes. My grandmother used to make it. My sister makes it. Makes good tongue. Okay, but anyway, so that was Tavi brought back to his master, Chimungamli. He brought him. This is a good food, is a tongue. So now he's curious about that. So Amarle, so Chimungamli tells him next, Minshuka, go buy me a bad food from the market. Nafak, so he went out, Zavanle Lashon, came back with a tongue. Amarle, so Shimagamliel asked Tavi, Mao din, the Khar ana Amarla tava, at Zavanle Lashon. So what's going on? Well, I asked for good food, you bring me tongue. Khar ana Amarla tzadu bisha, when I ask you for bad food, at Zavanle Lashon, you buy me a tongue. Amarle, so Tavi says back, mina tava, mina bishta. This can either lead to the ultimate good, the highest good, or the worst evil. Kadutav let tava mine. If you use your tongue well, there's nothing greater, nothing better. Kadbish, when you use it badly, let bish mine, there's nothing worse. So here's the slave offering mussar to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. All depends how we use our tongues, right? So pre-ish yochotov. You want to be, I'll tell you want the benefit there. Be careful you're pre-peish about the way you talk with others. That's the message here. Shlomo continues the next pasuk, which says exactly that. It's sar piv shomer nafsho. Someone who guards their mouth protects their life. Seks vatav, but flapping your lips, ma machatelo, destroys it. And we know the pasuk in Tehillim, which is very similar, which says that tzor lachon shor mirah, right? Guard your lip, your tongue from evil, tzvatecha midaber, and your lips from speaking deceit. And that's what we say at the end of Shemona Esrei. You know, kind God, tzor mirah, guard my lips from evil, my tongue from evil, tzvatecha midaber mirmah, and my lips from speaking deceit. And that it all goes in the other. You just have to be careful. And he's not, and the Gemara notes that he's not contrasting Ra with the Mirma is contrasting Yetzirah with Pasach. That the difference is not so much what you're saying, but it's the are you guarding, are you shutting your mouth, or Pasach opening it wide, flapping your lips. Because there's the idea that it's not so much what you say. The first step is limiting how much you're saying. Engage your brain before putting your mouth in gear. I like that bumper sticker, right? That it's very, you're going to end up with saying evil things, which is going to destroy everything. We don't think before we talk. Since those who speak evil on the book dim, those who betray, are going to end up inheriting the violence that is shared between him and their mouth. Therefore, being careful about what you're saying will protect you, will save your life. And that meant once you do that, you will protect your entire soul, entire self. Right? That's when you get Kabbalistic. If you get angry, your soul disappears. You're not going to think what you're talking yet. But opening your mouth off appreciation nefesh tov, even though you mean well. Mitzvot harbei, you have all these chumras. PVLO machatel kol, still talking too much will end up being destructive. So think before you talk, because that is who you are. Let's stop here. We have a chance to go to shul.
Thanks, Danny. It was really good.
Thank you.
You and